Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And, of course, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, we certainly want to give a special shout-out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers. Also, let's not forget about our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And while we're also out there broadcasting away here, we want to remind everybody that's working on the Third Watch, we appreciate what you're doing, and we certainly want to say thank you so very much, especially those over-the-road truck drivers that are out there doing the bang-up job that you're doing. And got to get the freight through, got to get the mail through, because Santa's coming to town. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, out there in the land of milk, nuts, fruit, and honey, and Nancy Pelosi, it's none other than the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Well, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Yeah, and there's quite a crew here on the porch tonight. A lot of New Orleans Saints fans are very happy. The Bucks didn't show up to play yesterday, and the Saints beat them 9-0. Brady had what I would call an off day by anybody's book, but he lost three of his key players, three of his key receivers, and his main running back during the first half, and that kind of changed the outlook of everything. But the defense, I mean, they got a defense. They proved that 9-0. Neither team scored a touchdown.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we start with the Democrats eating their own, because Joe Manchin came out yesterday on Fox News Sunday and said, no, he is not going to support or vote for the $2 trillion spending plan, which absolutely incensed the progressive left Democrat commies in the party, Bernie Sanders and Omar and AOC. And I'm telling you, it also angered the White House. Joe Biden had something to say, but Joe Biden actually lied when he said what he did. So here we go, right? Here we go.
Well, that's right, and especially Representative Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota, of course, she said, quote, let's be clear, Manchin's excuse is bull, and you can finish the rest of that in your own mind. But then she went on to say, Captain, she says, well, the people of West Virginia would directly benefit from child care, pre-Medicare expansion, long-term care, all this kind of thing. And, Captain, what that is, that's just propaganda about this bill. They're not talking about the spending. They're trying to make it sound like this bill is about a bunch of free stuff, and it's all going to – we're going to hold costs down by spending and spending.
No, they're not.
Well, of course, and on it goes. But where Manchin's coming from, he's coming from the correct place on this. For those who are saying, well, now democracy's under attack because he won't vote for this, he's not voting for it because of democracy.
Yeah, he's going by the CBO numbers, which actually show this to be anywhere from $4.9 to $6.0 trillion in extra money, with only $4 trillion coming in. Gee, that's a deficit of $2 trillion. All right, hang on. We're going to go to the phone. Mr. Mike in Clearwater, what's on your mind?
Hi, Captain. Hi, Kyle. You know, it's funny how the captain predicted this will happen, and it actually did. And now, you know, they're basically having a field day. They're probably going to call him every dirty name in the book, and he's probably the new pariah, just like what Trump was for 4 years. But what a stellar man! I'd like to reach out and give him a hug and shake his hand. But my question to you, Kyle, is, now that they know that they can't put it through, for the rest of the year, Congress is in recess. So when they come back in January, are they going to try to rewrite this or try to figure out another way? Because knowing the crazy Democrats, they're not going to sit and take this loss lightly. They're going to try to do something to get something passed through. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, well, I do think that they wanted to do all this all at once. And this, again, going back to Omar, she's saying this is why we didn't want to split all the, just paraphrasing here, split the two bills out from infrastructure and Build Back Better. They wanted to do this all in one fell swoop. Now, that being said, can they regroup and to say to themselves, maybe we can get this or that in a separate bill and smaller bills? Maybe, but I don't know. I think they want to really change things overnight, and I think they're going to kind of start sticking with that, but we'll see.
Here's what Biden said on Friday, a statement on the Build Back Better. He said, and I quote, "I believe that we will bridge our differences and advance the Build Back Better plan." He said that Joe Manchin reiterated support for the framework's total funding level, and there will be more talks next week. We must get Build Back Better passed. Well, there's just one little problem. He lied, because Manchin has never agreed with the monetary amount. Not ever. Never. And Joe Manchin said that it was very sobering, and the reports that he and Biden were far apart is true, but that he never agreed at all, in principle, with the amount of money being spent. Period.
That's right. He never did.
Yep. Hold that thought. Well, Joe Biden, the liar in charge, is still the liar in charge. Alrighty, hold that thought. We're going to have Kathy take us to break. She's going to give you the phone number. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I will take it away. Thanks very much, Kyle. And by the way, ho, ho, ho from Santa Mike. That's Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. There's still plenty of time, folks, to go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at whatever they have there, because there's something for everybody at MyPillow.com, and order whatever you need for your Christmas gifts, and they'll be to you by Christmas Day if you order right away. Hey, I'm a poet, and I know it. But anyway, just click on the MyPillow.com website. You'll see a whole bunch of products on the front page, and it'll have a price, and it'll say, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so, and such and such. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Very simple. Captain. And when you click on the logo for the Radio Listener Specials page, which is just exactly that, a Radio Listener Specials page, you'll see insanely low prices on some things marked off as much as 75%. Again, hundreds of items over there. The promo code is going to be the word Captain. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And again, promo code Captain. MyPillow.com is the website. Promo code is Captain. Phone number is 800-641-5459. And Kyle, did Mrs. Professor hide that stuff real good for you?
I think so. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out. But I haven't found anything yet.
I bet you will.
Well, hopefully, yes.
All right. Well, listen, I wanted to go back to just briefly this Build Back Better nonsense and the people that were bitching and griping and moaning. One of them was Bernie Sanders, okay? First of all, people, if anybody thinks that Bernie Sanders is relevant in anything anymore, you're out of your mind. The guy never – he's a loser. He's a loser. He's run for president 3 times. He's come close a couple times. They didn't want him in there. He didn't get there. So they're giving him a little bit of a platform to make a little bit of noise, along with the AOC and Omar and that bunch. But he's going nowhere.
Well, I think you're right. I think that he becomes a broken record. I do think he sort of had his, you know, time in the sunshine, as it were. He was a big phenomenon, though, not all that long ago, but it's really kind of worn thin now, especially because, Captain, the majority of the country does not want these far-left, quote-unquote,
progressives. Thank you for mentioning that, because I have the numbers, because Bernie made a comment over the weekend, well, there's 48 senators, Democratic senators, that want this passed. 48 senators want this passed, and there's one person holding it up. Well, guess what? Here we go, folks. Two-thirds of likely voters, that's 66%, including strong majorities of independents, 63%, and Democrats, 59%, agree that President Biden and the National Democrats are not only out of touch with hardworking Americans, but moreover, that they have been so focused on passing their own agenda that they've been ignoring Americans' day-to-day concerns and the problems they've been having, such as rising prices for goods and gasoline, and nothing could be any more truer.
Well, that's right, Captain. Once the American voter believes that you have essentially left them all by themselves and are out of touch with their daily issues and the things, the challenges that they face every day, it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to get them back. One wonders what the Biden administration could do or the Democrats could do. I think, well, the one thing they could do is the one thing they will never do. Do the things that were making the American economy successful to begin with. But they've come in and they've literally ruined everything in a very short period of time.
Well, the other thing is voters also believe that Joe Biden has not been paying enough attention to the country's most important problems, 53% to be specific, rather than having the right priorities, 38% to be specific. This assessment is even more prevalent amongst independents, 58% of whom say that Biden has not paid enough attention to the most important problems versus just 27% who say the opposite. He is in the minority. Bernie Sanders is in the minority, and he can blow smoke all he wants about, well, 48 senators, it doesn't mean a thing. The people are not behind them.
And I don't think it really is 48 senators.
No.
This is all part and parcel.
It's about 43, because there's four or five senators that are prepared to jump ship with Manchin if it comes down to it.
Well, right. But this whole thing is about the narrative that somehow one man essentially is holding up democracy. But these polls that you're reading off, Captain, and also just what Joe Manchin knows from his own voters in Virginia, they all understand, this is actually democracy at work. It's what the people don't want it, but yet the administration wants to be essentially act like a sovereign and just say, all you senators, you vote the way we tell you to. That's, in other words, they don't even need to be there. Then they're just props.
Well, I just took an average of one of the polls that's out there. I've got other polls that the numbers are even more dramatic. One of them is as much as 72% of the people polled do not want the Build Back Better under any circumstances because they realize what it's going to do. And by the way, this is going to put businesses out of business.
Well, it really will. And what business leaders, business owners, all business owners want is they want the ability to run their business, hire people, and have an economy that actually works.
And before I take this call, I will say what I said again. Bernie Sanders is irrelevant. He's trying desperately to hang on and be something somewhere. So isn't AOC. So isn't Omar. So isn't Presley. So isn't Tlaib. And they're all losing the argument. All of them. Actions speak louder than words, and everybody is being affected in their wallet, whether they're a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or a Harry Kirshner. Okay, to the phone lines we go. Ian, what's on your mind?
Well, I'll say a couple of things. This is what happens when you have communism starting to come.
Sure.
But look at how the media, the ruling class, if you will, the intelligentsia, treats Manchin, who's a corporate centrist Democrat, versus somebody like McCain and Flake and the others. When Republicans do it, they're bold and, when the Republicans betray their base, they're bold and they're forward thinking. But look at look at Manchin. Manchin's basically being like a McCain, if you will. And look what they're doing to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Look at the difference between the dissident in the Democrat Party and the so-called dissidents in the Republican Party.
Sure.
That we've seen the way they treated the breakaway Rhino Republicans for the last 50 years. And look at Manchin. Most Democrats, it's a totalitarian party. This guy really, I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but if he doesn't cave, this guy's got my respect. And one other thing, the problem with the Democrat Party is there's a lot, but here's one and then I'm going to go. Their base is radical,
mm-hmm.
but the people that own the Democrat Party are corporate crony capitalist centralists,
mm-hmm.
centralists, and that's the problem, and that's the Democrats' problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, and Ian brings up an interesting point. The money in the Democratic Party is not radical.
That's right.
Where the money comes from is not radical, and they've had it with Omar. They've had it with Tlaib. They've had it with AOC. They really have, and I hear it all the time from Democrats. All right, let me try real quick here and see if I can squeeze this in. Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to say one other thing about communism coming. Here's this groupthink that after the Holocaust, all the Germans were taught that they were all responsible for the Holocaust, even though not all Germans were. Just like over here, all white people are responsible for the racism problems that we're having today. That's simply not true. Another communism technique at work. And we need to tell them to go packing with that attitude. Thank you.
Wait till you hear what I have to say. She mentioned the Holocaust and all that. Remember the story I sent you earlier about this school, this elementary school that was told to put forth an exhibit to act out the Holocaust? Remember I sent you that?
Oh, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Where was that at?
I was trying to remember exactly where that was.
I forgot. I'd have to go look it up, and I can't do it right now.
Yeah.
But there was a school. Their project was to enact the Holocaust on stage for the students. I mean, what in the world? And, of course, it wasn't the version, the true version. It was the school's version, which was different.
Well, right. Well, that starts to go into the other realms of alternate histories and things like that that are taught from a real political point of view rather than the world history.
Well, you know what they left out?
What was that?
Gas chambers.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's really something.
Yeah. If they were going to do it, okay, they needed to do it right, and they didn't. Do it right. So they misrepresented the historical facts that took place, which would have given more empathy to the situation. And instead, they were trying to score political points for whatever reason it was. And I'm going to try to look that up and find out where that was. You might do the same. Hold on, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I am going to let Kathy take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now that Senate Democrat Joe Manchin says he will not vote for the legislation, it looks like Democrats are not going to be able to overcome Republican opposition in the Senate to pass President Biden's roughly $2 trillion Build Back Better bill. Tom Cotton, the U.S. Senator from Arkansas, says
At a time when we have almost $30 trillion in debt, this bill would add $5 trillion to it. We have the worst inflation in 40 years. This bill would add fuel to the fire of inflation.
The Republican Cotton speaking there on Fox News Sunday night in America. President Biden's Build Back Better agenda would focus on issues from health care to education, climate change, and tax laws. The NHL and Players Association announcing cross-border games are now being postponed for the upcoming week because of rising COVID cases. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, 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 back at you there, Frank Salvato, and we'll talk to him during hour number four, so you get a chance to hear more. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking religiously for well over 6 years now, and it works for me. Simply put, it works for me, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. Now, my problem has been, of course, my left ankle and leg and foot, as well as my right shoulder and my left wrist and my back. Those are my problem areas where I have pain or discomfort or swelling. And when I take the Relief Factor, it's gone. G-O-N-E, gone. And it stays gone until the Relief Factor starts to wear off, and then I immediately take another packet. Now, I've been able to control it to where when I get up, whatever time of the day that is, I take it to begin with, and then I take it again around midnight before I start thinking about sitting down for a long time to do my show, because that's where my leg will start to swell up if I'm not careful. I keep it elevated. Or stretched out, one or the other, whichever works. But it does work for me. And that's because of the natural ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it will lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source. And you might have an aching shoulder and an aching wrist, and boom, the pain is gone. I'm telling you, it works. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it started. You'll know by the end of the third week whether or not it's going to work for you or not. And you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and order that 1995 3-week quick start. You'll see a lot of other things there on the website as well, and you'll also see a tutorial telling you all about them, and any questions that you have will be answered. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's move on with what little Dr. Fauci had to say, shall we?
Sure.
Well, little Dr. Fauci severely contradicted the Vice President Kamala Harris on a major COVID issue as Omicron now begins to surge. And by the way, I'm going to say this again, folks, and I've got an article on this that I'll be talking about probably in the next hour. Kyle and I will talk about this. Every time this coronavirus changes, the track record on this is it gets weaker, not stronger, weaker.
Well, that seems to be, at least according to the reports,
yep,
seems to be exactly what's happening.
This latest one, Omicron, is a 2 to 3 day virus, which is no more than what you'd get if you had a cold.
Right.
And people are panicking about it all over the world. Oh, my God, there's a million people came down with us. Oh, we got to shut everything down. Oh, it's terrible. For the common cold, you got to shut that down? Give me a break.
Well, exactly. Well, the operative word when they announce it, it's a variant. See, that in and of itself already sounds scary. Well,
yeah,
there's another variant. But what does the variant do? And we're finding out what the variant does, and especially with being vaccinated and so forth, it's hopefully not going to do very much.
And this has not worked in every case, but I did read in the Health magazine over the weekend, this has not worked in every case, but believe it or not, the flu shot in some cases, emphasize the word some cases, stops the Omicron variant.
And that's very, very interesting. And, of course, you know, everybody's different. So there's going to be some people.
That's why I said in some cases.
Exactly. But that's the thing that we've missed this entire time, Captain.
Yeah, nobody's thought about it.
Well, that's right. Well, we've missed the idea that people are different. Their own chemistry may react differently to the virus or to the medicines that we might have or vaccinations. And we haven't been able to do science and let a thousand flowers bloom. We've had to have a party line, one-size-fits-all thing from Joe Biden, and at least during his administration, and certainly from Dr. Fauci. And so we haven't really been doing science, I hate to say.
No. And by the way, a little bit more, somebody just asked me a question on where I'm getting my information on the polls about Build Back Better. Well, the first report I gave you was, let's see, Rasmussen Reports. Here's one from USA Today, and it says, 2/3 of the voters have an unfavorable opinion of Congress, and another 63% do not support the Build Back Better legislation, either now or whatever's pending in the Senate.
Exactly. These are significant poll numbers, Captain.
Yeah, well, that's the second poll. And by the way, that second one is a Democratic poll. It's by no stretch of the imagination a conservative poll or Republican poll.
Well, that's right. It just goes to show, number one, how bad things are really getting, how mismanaged the Democrat agenda has been, and that people, they just aren't buying it.
Now, Ron DeSantis has asserted that his anti-mandate stance has protected Florida workers and businesses, and I can totally concur and agree with that because we're just booming along down here.
Well, it certainly seems to be. And one of the things, though, Captain, you know, when we talk about how we've even approached the COVID-19 issue, the whole idea was to get to herd immunity. And that's at the time.
Which is not being discussed.
Well, of course not. Because if you had herd immunity, you're still going to have the disease out there somewhere, but it's not going to be as prevalent and so forth. So a lot of these things, if you can't get there, then we're almost doomed to keep repeating the same cycles.
Yeah, and I want to thank Johanna. She just sent me the information. I figured she might be the one to do this. It was in Washington, D.C., where a teacher was put on leave after making a class of kids ages 8 and 9 reenact the Holocaust. I can't even begin to fathom that.
Well, also,
what the hell?
Well, this teacher, the staffer, evidently also made anti-Semitic comments. And when the kids asked why the Germans committed the atrocities or the Nazis committed the atrocities, evidently one parent said the staffer had told them that's because the Jews had, quote, their words, not ours, quote, ruined Christmas, unquote. I mean, this kind of stuff, Captain, is so abhorrent and so terrible.
This teacher needs to be relieved of command, duty, whatever, and never hired anywhere again.
Well, right. Well, the school, of course, the school district evidently is saying it was never an approved lesson plan, obviously.
Of course not.
Unfortunately, Captain, we have crackpots in different places in our society that will spread this kind of garbage.
Well, I can agree to that because we had one of them over the weekend show up at Bay Pines Military Cemetery and proceeded to make an ass out of herself, and her husband made an ass out of himself. With the way that they acted, when they were told legally they could not do what they were doing, because guess what? You cannot campaign on a military or a federal property anywhere at any time under violation of the Hatch Act.
Well, of course, right.
And they were using it as a photo op to take pictures of the wreaths across America, which this particular individual never laid a single wreath by herself. And I was told that she actually picked up her wreath as a photo op and then set it back down. Not the way they were doing it either. The proper way to do it was not the way she did it. And a picture was taken of that. That was nuts.
Yes, exactly.
Nuts.
Right.
We have someone that's running for Congress in our area over here, Florida 13, who deserves not to get the nomination because of her current actions.
Right.
It's that simple. And there's people like this all across the country. I mean, they're in it for a totally different reason. First of all, you respect what it is you're doing, and you don't disrespect it by doing something that you shouldn't be doing to begin with.
Yep.
God.
Exactly right.
Oh, okay, I'll get off my soapbox now.
Go ahead. Yeah. Well, you know, Captain, I was just going to say, just linking back to Dr. Fauci here real quick, Vice President Harris had said that they never saw Delta coming. And she thought that most scientists did not see it coming.
Right.
But now Dr. Fauci is contradicting Vice President Harris, saying, well, of course we did. You know, I mean, I got to tell you, it's just amateur hour.
He might have, because he was involved in getting it out there and getting it distributed.
Right.
And his money was used to help develop it over in the Chinese lab, which, oh, by the way, the NIH director who's currently retiring and leaving is saying, well, there's no proof or no truth at all to where it was developed in the lab. He's come out and said that, his parting words. But we all know that's not true. The facts, once again, the facts will set you free. The facts dictate something totally different. They're
exactly
lying to try to save their proverbial butts. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we come roaring back with a bunch more. Guess what? I'm going to take Mike Gallagher and put him to work. Okay, Mike, your turn.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Gonna shut me up. Two trailers in the back, bumper kicking up. Put the pedal to the metal, better hope he can drive. But he ain't letting up till I'm ahead of the line. Got a yet just like a rebel with a belly of shine. Got me bouncing around his mind to be a hell of a night. I'm a revved up, rowdy ass rebel from the woods. Got girls, got train, man, you know it's all good. Make noise for them boys, working hard for the money. Kinda strange, but the same kind of country. I'm a no boy with a big mouth. Fucking been rowdy in with a loud ass crowd. Party people coming unwound. Don't open up the door when the sun goes down. I ain't heard nothing, so why not? Turn up and sing the line of the shop. Take it to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star. We just a redneck rock star. Say that's cool. Then the cold start calling and counting the bus. We'll take our party to the back of the bus. Redneck folks, country has a coon down. We was raised in the fields in the pool house. Might catch me in a camouflage bathrobe. Looking like you, Hefner the back row. We like Waylon, Hanky Cash, David Alico, and a little bit of Sash.
say yes, man, because the fight when the sun goes down, we'll party all night. No more with a big mouth, I can blend right in with the loud ass crowd. Party people coming up wild, gonna open up the throttle when the sun goes down. I ain't heard nothing, why not? Turn up the thing, line up the shot, take it to the woods when we leave the bar. Can't stop, got a party like a redneck rock star. We're just a redneck rock star.
That is called the Redneck Rockstar, and it's been a while since we played that one, Kyle. That's done by the Lax, and I'm telling you, that video is hilarious.
Yeah, I love it.
Yep, and he pulls in, one of them pulls in with a great big stand-up-in-the-air, jacked-up 4x4, and the guy gets out, and the first thing he's got to do is change his overalls, and he's got the overalls on over his clothes, so he takes the overalls off. The guy probably goes about 400 pounds, and, you know, everybody's looking around like, what's he doing? What's he doing?
Wow.
All right, let me read this, and then we'll get started, because we do have some weather. Oh, do we have some weather. Heavy rain and also mountain snow are going to continue over the Pacific Northwest through Monday. Into Tuesday, a series of Pacific and Bering Sea storms are going to be bringing periods of heavy rain amongst the higher elevation, rain and elevation, mountain snow to much of Washington, Oregon, California, Nevada before Christmas, the weekend. And a storm off the Florida Peninsula right now, which happens to be coming across the Gulf, is going to come into the scheme of things here about the middle of the week at the very latest, with a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms, and that might go up the East Coast, and who knows what could be happening up the East Coast over Christmas weekend, right?
That's exactly right.
Take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Tonight we got some dense fog in the Central Valley of California. If you're coming up California 99, this is going to be north of Bakersfield, all the way up through Fresno and Merced. Also, likewise, for the same stretch on Interstate 5, now it's going to be a little bit south of Stockton where hopefully you'll start coming out of it, but a dense fog there, so be very careful. Winter storm watches just next door. This is going to also be up in the Yosemite region, but if you're coming down, going south on 395, that's going to be to your west, so you definitely want to be aware of that. And this winter weather storm watch and winter weather advisory is going to go on up through Reno, Nevada. So coming across I-80 out of Reno, if you're heading for Sacramento, definitely going to be involved there. Now, up in Oregon, we've got Richard the Marine chiming in from his vantage point on the central coast there, and that is 42 degrees, still raining, and yes, it is still raining because you've got a system coming through. It's being basically the engine of that is driving that a little bit north of that out in the Pacific Ocean, and it's causing all that moisture to head right into Oregon. You've got Portland right now at 39 degrees and rain all the way through into next week as far as we
can. By the way, didn't he say he had 2.5 inches of rain?
He did. I believe so.
Okay, so be allowed.
Quite a lot. Seattle, Washington right now at 38 degrees, and that's also going to have rain well into next week, it looks like. So this is going to continue on. Now, the snow, as you mentioned, that's also going to be there as well, Captain, especially in some of the higher elevations, and in some cases maybe down to about 3,000 feet or so.
Coming across Cabbage.
That's right.
I-84.
So, and right now on Cabbage, 28 degrees. Snowing hard continuously, we understand. Also, over on I-90, now this is going to be, coming out of Coeur d'Alene. You're going to have snow on the interstate there as you go through Missoula. Down towards Billings, again, along I-90, you've definitely got snow active right now. And one other quick thing, Captain, let's see here. So we talked about Cabbage. 4th of July passed, 25 degrees right now. Snow over the next several days,
yep,
it looks like. So you got to be careful out there.
Yeah, and there's some winter storm warnings starting to pop up, too, on some of these passes. So be advised, it's not going to be any better over the next couple of 3 days. So Get out there, get your business done, and go from there. All right, let's go to North Dakota. It is chilly, chilly, chilly in the frozen tundra of North Dakota tonight. They got temperatures down in the single digits, headed down below zero in the northern half of North Dakota tonight. You've also got moving over to the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got some really windy conditions, again, on Lake Superior, Lake Huron. Half of Lake Michigan is also having some high winds there. That means that there'll be some snow developing. And again, as we told you, there's going to be some snow headed into the northeast again from the central part of the U.S. as all the conditions are setting up right now for a real humdinger of a storm. And I'm telling you, if this system that's developing in the central part of the Gulf of Mexico comes together, it's going to go up the east coast. And I hate to tell you, but you could have yourself a nor'easter going on up there.
That's right.
Yep. And we do have a lot of high winds tonight, Kyle, from Nova Scotia on down again to where Lynn's at there, Cape Cod. So hold on to your hat there, kiddo. And we've also got some winds offshore. Gusting to 40, 45 miles an hour. North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia as well. And the winds along the shoreline tonight, all the way down to Daytona Beach, are 15 to 25 miles an hour from up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So it's breezy. It's not real windy. And, of course, it looks like we got some fog tonight down in South Florida, right down there about Naples, running up towards the central part of Florida, probably going up U.S. 27 by the looks here, and maybe a little bit of Alligator Alley towards the west side, as well as a little bit of 75 right around Naples. But so far, it hasn't spread as far as we've seen it, but that may change in the next hour, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J, because it's Christmas time, and for the guys and gals that are out there, you can certainly get your Christmas gifts there at the truck stop if you can't get them anywhere else.
That's exactly right, Captain. As we're starting up a Christmas week here, you can find a great selection of toys, clothing, jewelry, electronics, and more at the Pilots and Flying J's. You can also, of course, find that gift card if you want to get one for your favorite road warrior. You can do that on site at the Pilot or Flying J, mm-hmm. or you can go online, pilotflyingj.com. And as always, don't forget to join the Drivers Club. You won't be sorry, because you're going to earn points on all the stuff that you buy, including fuel, at the Pilot or Flying J. You can go to pilotflyingj.com to download the app as well. So you definitely want to do that today.
Yeah, and I went out on I-4 and stopped at the one there, and I bought a watch, because they had a watch on sale that I thought was very reasonable based on what I thought it should have been and what it wound up being. So I bought me a watch and wearing it on my wrist right now.
Very nice, very nice. Well, they have all kinds of great stuff, and especially if you're out on the road, no better place to stop in than Pilot and Flying J.
You betcha. All right, folks, hang on. Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we bring you back with hour number two. And, of course, Santa Claus will be making his touch and goes here over the week down here in the beach. He loves the beach. Loves to get down there and just converse with the young ladies on the beach. Yep, old Santa. And our Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is out there, too, somewhere. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.